Hi guys, welcome to the Ladies Couch Podcast with Miracle Bakoate, the podcast that helps you be better at being you one step per time. As always, I'd love to say really thank you to everyone for the likes, the shares, the comments. You know, you're helping me spread the words of this podcast further, faster, and for that I'm thankful. And I hope you're doing good. I hope you're fine. I hope you had a lovely week. Well, I'm good. I have a little cold, so pardon me if you hear one or two sniffings during this podcast. It's quite cold over here. And yeah, well, we're on lockdown this weekend, so everyone is indoors and no going out, you know. There's this new COVID outbreak, so everyone is just being extremely careful. But apart from that, your girl is doing great. So, last week's episode got a whole lot of feedback, you know. People who I don't know, you know, sent messages through their friends, you know, to tell me this and tell me that. And it felt really nice to know that, okay, yeah, we're on track. And on today's episode, we're going to be talking about being thankful, you know, having gratitude for everything. You know, these days, people tend to just want to look at the big picture, at the big picture. You know, that whole stuff of this year, what happened this year? What was the big gist this year? What was the big event that happened in my life this year? You know, and when we seem to be counting our blessings, most times we are trying to look at those things that are flashy, those things that everyone else can see, you know, something we can stand up and testify about, you know, that kind of testimony that you want to give, and then the whole church will be wow. You know, most times you just want to be sharing this good news. You know, we want everything to just be going on perfectly fine. You know, we want to get engaged, then we want to get married, we want to get that car, we want to get that job, we want to get that, you know, something that's evident. And when those things or those kind of things do not come, we tend to question ourselves. We tend to question our growth. We tend to question our achievements. We tend to question everything that has been happening around us. Now, it's good. It's beautiful to have those achievements. It's amazing to have those big achievements, you know. But it's totally out of place if you are just thankful for those kind of things, or if you think life is meaningless when you don't achieve one or two things. You couldn't go for that master's, so you don't think you did enough this year, or you couldn't get that job, so you think your year hasn't been fulfilled, or you didn't get engaged, or you didn't get into that relationship. You know, maybe it's 2020 and then it's December and I'm still single, and you're like, hey God, this year again, not even one guy. And then you feel as though life has no meaning. You know, every day you're like, oh, okay, at least let me thank God I have family, I have friends. You know, we've become so familiar. We become so familiar with those kind of blessings, you know. At least I'm alive. At least I have my family. At least I have my friends. Last, let's just thank God. At least it's not that bad. At least I'm still alive, sha. You know, we become so familiar with those things. You know, now Nigeria, every Sunday is like Thanksgiving Sunday. So you thank God for the gift of life. You thank God for that. And it's like people are becoming also familiar with those things. See, it's good to have those big wins. It's good to have those beautiful, mouth-watering, jaw-dropping testimonies and expectations being fulfilled. Yeah, it's good. It's beautiful. But hey, what about those things? Those little things? Yeah, I know, right? I'm a little thing kind of person. because most times we often let go. We often do not see the changes that are happening within us. We're not grateful for those changes, you know, those things that just happen in you, around you, you know, those attitudes you're dropping, those new things you're learning about yourself, you know, how you're treating people, how you're becoming more empathetic, how you're becoming more open, more relaxed, you know, you're not as scared as you used to be anymore about certain things, how you're now more open to loving people. How you've learned to drop one or two negative attitudes. How you've learned to abstain from one or two things. Hey, how you learned to mind your business, you know? How you were able to set some certain goals and achieve them. You dressed better. You got yourself new things this year, you know? You had a budget, you know, you learned how to manage money. You learned how to do something new. Yeah. Be grateful for the little things. You learned how to forgive. You learned how to open your heart up to love again. You learned how not to see all men as come. You know, those little attitudes that you change. You learned how not to be in other people's business, especially at the office. You learned how to be open to everybody, how to just see people and just love them. Hey, you learned how to appreciate things more, how to appreciate people more, how to value people more, how to value time. You learned how to manage your time. Yes. See, don't be like those people who envy other people. Like, you see everyone, don't compare your life with every other person's life. Be happy. Have joy on the inside of you. Don't compare your life with another person's life. See, it's good, yeah, to admire, to desire some things. But what if they do not come? Is that what's now going to steal your joy? You don't think, hey, the whole of this period or the whole of this month or this year or this whatever it is you're in, this phase you're in has been a waste because 1, 2, 3 has not happened. What about 4, 5, 6? Did it happen? Be thankful for those ones. Don't let anybody steal your joy. You don't sit down and be brooding and be thinking and be getting depressed. For what? For what exactly? See, don't let anyone put you under pressure to perform. Don't let anyone put you under pressure to perform. Hey, you should be getting married now. Hey, you should have that job now. See, we are all, everybody is on his or her lane. Trust me, everyone has one of those things. No matter how perfect you're looking at somebody's life, that person needs something that you probably have that she doesn't. Have you ever wondered how people just look at you? You know, there's this person you're admiring, and then you meet the person, and the person sometimes is like, oh my God, I wish I had this or I had that. And then you're like, eh? Yeah, because everyone has something that they want to achieve at every point in time. Trust me, nobody is practically having it all perfect. Everyone has challenges. So will everyone else that carrying their faces or become depressed, you know, and start wallowing? No. Carry joy on the inside of you. Be grateful for everything. You know, the trailer I sent out yesterday. See, you know how you fetch water from the well? I don't know if you've experienced it, but I have fetched water from the well a lot. And whenever I go to the well and there's a bucket that is broken, it's very, very annoying. Because you have to now be fetching water. It makes the whole process slow. But when you have a bela, or what do they call it? Is it buga they call it? That is intact. And you just straighten to the well. And then you just need to pull that stuff one or two times. And then your bucket of water is full. You feel more relaxed. See, scripture wasn't mixing words when it says with joy we draw from the wells of salvation. You need to learn how to be happy in every circumstance. You need to learn how to be joyful. See, joy is something, it's something from inside. It's one of the gifts of the Holy Ghost. Yes, righteousness, peace, and joy. And joy. And joy. You need that joy. Learn to be happy about everything, no matter what happens. Learn to be happy. Find a reason to be grateful for in everything. In everything. All you have is that friend. All you have is your family. Be thankful for it. It's been years after now. It's been years since you graduated from school. There is no job. So what? Be joyful. Hey, you've been waiting. That guy has not proposed. In short, I don't even have a boyfriend at all. Find something to be. Do not let the devil steal your joy. Do not dwell on those thoughts and get depressed. Do you want those things? Yes. Are they going to come? Yes. Have they come now? No. But will they come? Yes, they will. Don't be depressed. See, Jesus died for your mental health too. He gave you a full package. So when the devil is trying to bring in reasons for you not to be happy or for you to look down on things that are happening in your life, do not do it. See, most times, put the devil in check. Let him know that no matter what, I got my joy on, I got my praise on, I got my gratitude on. I'm thankful. I might not have the things I want. I might not be where people think I should be, my parents, my friends, you know, mentors. But hey, I'm growing. I'm learning. I'm becoming better. I'm getting to know myself a whole lot better. I'm getting to understand myself. You know, most times you don't pay attention to these things, but they matter. I'm healing. I'm letting go of every hurt and every pain. I'm forgiven. You know, I'm seeing people better. I'm seeing people from a love point. You know, I'm appreciating people more. I'm open to more relationships. I'm open to more friendships. I'm open to seeing people without being judgmental. Be thankful. You know, most times when you don't have the answers to these prayers, just rejoice. You know, after you've prayed and you've done everything, you think, you know, the Bible says, having done all to stand. When you've done everything to get that particular stuff and it seems as if it's not coming, just stand there and rejoice. Rejoice. Have joy. Use it and say, oh Lord, I thank you because that man is coming. Yes, I know it. I thank you because that job is coming. Hey, I rejoice because he's coming. I rejoice because I'm getting that job this year. I rejoice because that boyfriend, in short, he's not even going to be a boyfriend. From boyfriend, he just enter fiance, from fiance, his husband, in less than time. Rejoice. I'm thankful because I know life. Lines are falling for me in pleasant places. I know life is doing me good. Hey, don't let that devil steal your joy. You are doing well. You are doing exceedingly, abundantly well. You are doing the best you can. Be joyful. You have everything to be thankful for. You made it this far. Be grateful for it. Does it mean you shouldn't put in the right attitude, the right efforts? No. In short, you're putting them in. See, learn to give yourself a pat on the back and tell yourself, well done. In short, do it now. Call your name and tell yourself, hey, Mary, well done. You are doing well. People might not have that time to appreciate you, but hey, you, be your own number one fan and cheer yourself up. Because you know what? Even God himself, when he thinks about you, he rejoices over you with dancing. So be proud of you. Be proud of the little strides you make, the little achievements. Be proud of it. Be thankful for it. And be joyful for it. Give thanks. If that's all you have to do this week, just count your many blessings. Name them one by one and rejoice in them. Trust me. Trust me. Trust me. I love you always. And no matter what happens, use your joy. Dance. Rejoice. Go out with your friends. Be happy. Don't sit down. Do not pity yourself. Don't ever pity yourself. Don't try it. You are doing good. Don't look down on yourself. Don't look down on your growth. And until this time, next Sunday, Be joyful. Stay safe. I love you.